Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. For kids living in East Baltimore's McElderry Park neighborhood, community activities and places to hang out are few and far between. Our next guest is working to give them a good way to meditate, have fun, and blow off steam. Combining his background in violence prevention and his love of boxing, Alex Long plans to expand the McElderry Youth Redemption Boxing Program. The free program has been around since 2015, located in the community's Safe Streets office, where Alex worked as a violence interrupter. Now, as a 2017 Open Society Institute Baltimore Fellow, Long will receive $60,000 over the next 18 months to focus solely on this project. OSI is a nonprofit focused on addressing the needs of Baltimore's underserved communities and supporting innovative solutions to longstanding problems. Alex Long, welcome to On the Record.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Why boxing?
Honestly, it's a passion sport. Once you really get committed to it and dedicated, you really find yourself humbling yourself just in general. So to me, it just made perfect sense. A lot of our kids need to find themselves and, you know, release that rage that they had built up. So it just only made sense. You look at a person like Floyd Mayweather, you look at a person like even Conor McGregor, you know, John Bone Jones, like these guys take care of their families through contact sports. They're not going out here breaking the law. They're not going out here trying to kill anybody. But it truly can be a way to change your life and your lifestyle. So to me, it was just no perfect match.
How did you get
into boxing? Well, honestly, it started when I was a kid in foster care. Miss Dorothy Futrell, which was like my first foster parent, she actually put me into boxing. But I was hot-headed as a kid and always wanted to show off what I learned. So I tend to get myself in trouble a lot and was taken out of it very quickly. But, you know, on and off throughout my life, I got into it, dib and dab. And it really taught me a lot of self-discipline. And it really taught me to respect myself more than anything, you know. So, like I said, when I step back and I look at the kids that live in my community, the biggest problem, just not in them, but in all of us, is the lack of respect for myself. It really teaches self-respect, you know. And I say most of us don't respect ourselves. We really don't see who we really can be if we put in the hard work, and who we really are. And by a lot of us not being into the church and things like that, we find ourselves lost. So we don't believe in ourselves that we can do anything great, that we're gonna become anything great. So why should I respect anybody else? You know, so a lot of problems that go in today's society is all about, you know, each other not respecting each other just as human beings. Nothing more, nothing less, just I don't respect you as a man, you don't respect me as a man, and it's gonna go there. You know, so we really got to get back to installing self-respect, self-love, and get rid of self-hatred.
I think some people listening to this are thinking, how does boxing, which strikes many people as a violent sport,
yes,
take you to that discussion of loving each other?
Just in my experience, we was always taught to respect each other. You know, regardless, we are competitors. We are, as individuals, are great minds. There's no reason for me to knock or, you know, beat you down because your opinion is different from mine. In fact, if I embrace you and take in some of your opinion and use it, I might can take my skill set to the next level. And in boxing, that's how that's why a lot of guys go to different training camps, because they want the advice of other people. Then I have to sit back and take that in, because I know for a fact they're telling me things for the advancement of me, you know. And like I say, these things work secondhand in everyday life. You know, if you have a good established relationship with a pastor, a community leader, your kids, if y'all can openly communicate, everything's easy. But when nobody can turn to anybody, when everybody look at everybody as the enemy, like I say, things become chaotic. And then boxing eliminate chaos. You cannot be a chaotic fighter and have success.
So what happens at the McElderry Youth Redemption Boxing Program?
Well, when we first come in, usually we huddle up and I give them a little 5-minute downtime to just collect themselves. You know, I never know what type of day they may have had prior to coming to me. You know, some of them, everything was good. And then some of them, they didn't have a couple issues, you know, so I just give them that time to sit back, collect themselves, and then we sit down in group. And I tell everybody, close your eyes, and this is part of meditation that I sneak in. They don't know they meditating. They just think they sitting back and visualize, but they really meditating for real, for real. And I have them sit down and just visualize whatever disrupted their day or, you know, had them upset. Imagine it never happening, and how would your day be? And I just let them sit there and, you know, channel and come up to what they come up with. And at the end of it, I ask them, what was it? Where do you see that it could have got better? So on and so forth. And I allow the inner circle themselves. I don't say nothing. I sit back and laugh, but I allow the inner circle to validate and contradict each other's statements, because they all deal with these things on a day-to-day basis. You only see me 2 hours out a day, but you're around Thomas all day. Y'all got 3 classes together. So if you're going to go out here and try to impress anybody, it's going to be Thomas. It's not going to be me. You know, so I let them really build that relationship with each other so they can let each other know, look, you slipping, man. Like, I know it's bad, but my mother ain't been home all week. You know, so when they start hearing each other's stories and saying how it really can be bad, then they start easing up. And, you know, like I say, to me, it's a form of therapy. So we really start with that. Then we get into individual warm-ups. It's not no you're better, you know. Everybody's going to get a chance to lead and take charge. And I let them pick their exercises and all that. Then we break down. We pair them up. I have another youth boxing instructor, Josh Walker, who's a 15-time, you know, golden glove champ, a 7-time nationalist. Kid 22 years old. Like, he could be pro for real, for real. And he's taking time out his day and his schedule. He just recently had a baby and all that. He come, he train the kids, and we pay him up. And we really give him a full workout. We have been to several gyms in D.C. and in Philadelphia. I'm trying to reach out to Mac Lewis and to Upton and to a couple other gyms, just because I don't personally have a ring right now, and see if it's possible that, you know, we can just bring our kids there and just let them see what it's like in a real gym, because we have done that, take them to little places and let them see what it's like in a real gym, but just see if it's something that can be done and let them really adapt the lifestyle. So we're really looking for space and things like that. So that's why I was real glad to receive the OSI, you know, fellowship, because it really gave me an opportunity to find a building and really help my program grow.
That's OSI fellow Alex Long here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. For the coming 18 months, he will work to expand the McKeldry Youth Redemption Boxing Program, which provides kids with an outlet for stress and promotes physical activity and teamwork. How many kids typically come for the program?
Anywhere from 10 to 15. I say I got a couple after-school programs in my area that the kids are enrolled into. So over the past couple months, my numbers went down a little bit, but on a regular 10 to 15.
And they're about how old?
Anywhere from 8. My oldest is 16.
You have been working to prevent violence in McKeldry Park through the Safe Streets program, which is an effort by the Baltimore City Health Department that recruits outreach workers to connect with at-risk young people in the community. How has violence touched your life?
Sadly to say, I recently lost my little sister. And she was shot 5 times, gunned down in Rose Street.
Oh, my.
In the area that she was gunned down in. I'm actually working now to turn that into a parking garden and get a mural put up there. But it definitely touched me. And it's sad because prior to that, I had, through my job at Safe Streets, been to about, you know, 20 to 30 candlelights. And it was just sad to see so many hurt families for absolutely no reason at all. You know, we really killing ourselves for nothing. Nobody can justify any of it. And the saddest part of it all is, it's always happening at the hand of a friend, sadly. Majority of the homicides that happened in Baltimore this year and I could be wrong, but just my personal opinion, majority of the homicides, including my sisters, happen at the hand of somebody that they embraced, that they took in and looked at as family. So this is why I said we really got to get back to self-respect, you know? So these are the things that our kids are stuck dealing with on the regular. So over time, they become desensitized. So that's why everything in society is so handgun driven, so kill 'em driven, because they didn't see so many of their loved ones be gunned down and nothing happened. At the hands of everyone, law, the streets, whatever you want to put it on, they didn't watch their family members be gunned down. And this is what I'm really trying to battle with on a day-in, day-out basis. Like, I tell my kids all the time, we all mourn differently. You know, people come up to me every day, just ask me, am I okay? Because they haven't seen me cry or shed a tear. And what I try to explain to them is, my sister don't want me crying. She did too much for too many people. She still got two daughters that now have to be taken care of. Tears does nothing. It's time for action. You know, so this program really helped save my life, because I could have easily turned to the streets and tried to take some type of street justice or anything. But because of how I'm living and what I'm doing, it kept me from that. So that was my reasoning, my motivation to keep doing and take what I'm doing to the next level. Because we got to get our kids out of these situations where they being killed by their friends.
What are your goals as you expand the McElderry Youth Redemption Boxing Program?
Honestly, anything that can give a child a second chance at life. I tell a lot of kids that come to my program, you don't even have to box. Like, I'm not forcing you to fight or anything. I just want you off the streets. Just know you can come up to the Safe Street office, you can come up to Teen Redemption, and you can sit down, chill, watch a movie, get some hot chocolate, do whatever you want to do, and know you're still safe and comfortable. So I just want to provide a safe haven. If they choose to box, then cool. We're going to have, you know, trainers for you and everything. But I really want to provide a safe haven for kids where they can just feel safe and know that they can just be themselves. They ain't got to be nobody. They ain't got to impress nobody. They ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. They can just be them.
Thanks for telling us about it.
No problem.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Alex Long is an Open Society Institute Fellow. His project is the McElderry Youth Redemption Boxing Program. We've been profiling this year's cohort of 10 OSI fellows over the past few weeks. At the On the Record page at WYPR.org, you can hear about other projects, like an effort to prevent food waste, an arts and business program for high schoolers, and plans for a food co-op in Sandtown. This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for listening. Tune in again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.